Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, tax reminders if you run your own small business, and how running moonshine has emerged from the backwoods into a legit industry. Those stories after this.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
As we creep closer to the tax filing deadline, here are some things to keep in mind if you're your own boss. Running your own business comes with plenty of challenges, but contrary to what many Americans think, the IRS does not want taxes to be one of them. Jeff Reeves, executive editor at investorplace.com, has a list of valuable tax breaks for sole proprietors and the self-employed that are intended to help their businesses succeed. Jeff, like health insurance.
Well, if you're self-employed, it's pretty safe to say that there's not some big corporate entity that's providing insurance for you. Everybody should have health insurance now because of the individual mandate associated with Obamacare. If you don't have health insurance, you have a penalty. So the good news is if you buy your own health insurance either through an exchange or through any other means, a self-employed individual, your premiums are actually wholly tax deductible against your income tax, which is a great savings, especially for people who are a little bit older. You don't have the same risk pool that big corporations do. If you have pricey health insurance, this is a great tax break to take advantage of.
Very good. Clothing and uniforms, too.
Yeah, so you can't write off like suits and ties, unfortunately, because those can also be used every day. But there are, if there are specific gear that you use for your job, say coveralls, if you're fixing cars, or if you have safety eyewear, safety helmet, even special boots, anything that you have to have that's required for your job that you wouldn't normally wear out and about, that is indeed tax deductible as a business expense. And that money can add up in a hurry, especially for people in specialized professions, if they're landscaping or, like I said, working with automobiles. Your uniforms and other safety equipment can add up in a hurry.
Okay. You mentioned, too, education and association dues.
Yeah, and this isn't just like trade publications and continuing education classes at your local community college. For instance, if you have a LinkedIn account and you network and use that to find connections, that also can be tax deductible. There's also membership dues, much like people have union dues. If you have an association that's a realtor or some other professional organization like that, that you can write off. The biggest, I guess, overarching theme here is anything that's necessary for your job in order for you to go about your business as a self-employed individual, you can write all of that off. And that includes staying on top of the latest trends in your profession, even if it is just getting your information online. Those subscriptions are tax deductible.
Got it. We're speaking with Jeff Reeves, executive editor of investorplace.com, and he's looking at these top seven tax breaks for the self-employed. All right, what about retirement savings? How does that figure in?
Yeah, it's the same story here as health insurance. You don't have a big corporate entity that's providing retirement planning for you. You should be saving for your retirement, and there's a lot of big tax breaks that you can get from socking money away either in a self-employed pension plan, a SEP IRA, or there is something called a solo 401k with a little more paperwork but has much higher thresholds for what you can say.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Reeves, executive editor at investorplace.com. Coming up next, the new trends in moonshining. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. We'll finish with this. Backed by private equity, the business of running moonshine has emerged from the backwoods. Since Tennessee relaxed its liquor laws in 2009, about 10 distilleries have cropped up in Sevier County, home of the Dollywood Amusement Park. Flavors include blueberry muffin, pumpkin pie, and eggnog. Sugarlands Distillery burst onto the scene with a line of moonshines made in conjunction with the cast of Moonshiners, a Discovery Channel show. One top seller is apple pie moonshine with a caramel aftertaste. Nearby is the Gatlinburg location of Old Smokey's Distilleries, whose partners include country star Dierks Bentley, Harley Davidson, and the Cincinnati Reds. It hosts daily bluegrass concerts and pitches products including moonshine marinated mushrooms and moonshine soaps. How's business lately? Sugarlands posted revenue of $8.5 million in 2015, up from $4.9 million the year before. Old Smokey, meanwhile, said it is the most visited distillery in the U.S., with about 3.5 million people a year coming through its doors. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback, too, on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.